Welcome back to Nobles Cooperative Electric's podcast. I'm Member Service Manager Tracy Haberman, and today we're talking about something many of us use every single day, but may not always think about it: how electricity actually gets to your home, farm, or business. When you flip a switch, charge your phone, run a grain dryer, or turn on the air conditioner, there's an entire system working behind the scenes to make that happen safely and reliably. That system is called the electric grid. Today, we'll walk through how electricity is generated, how it moves across the regional grid, how Nobles Cooperative Electric fits into that system, what peak alerts really mean, and why managing energy demand matters for cooperative members. What is the electric grid? The electric grid is a massive interconnected network that moves electricity from where it's generated to where it's used. It's made up of three major parts: generation, transmission, and distribution. All three work together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to keep power flowing across communities, states, and even regions of the country. Most people only see the final step. The power line goes to their home or farm, but there's a much larger system behind it all. One of the most unique things about electricity is that it has to be produced and used almost instantly. Unlike fuel or water, electricity generally can't be stored easily in large amounts. Utilities and grid operators are constantly balancing supply and demand in real time. That balancing act is what keeps the lights on. Everything starts with generation. Electricity is produced at power plants using a variety of energy sources, including wind, solar, natural gas, coal, hydropower, and other technologies. Nobles Cooperative Electric receives most of our power through Great River Energy, our power supplier. Great River Energy is a generation and transmission cooperative, often called a GNT, that provides electricity to member cooperatives across Minnesota. Part of our power supply mix also includes federal hydropower through the Western Area Power Administration, often called WAPA. WAPA markets electricity generated primarily from large hydraulic dams in the Missouri River system and other federal water projects across the region. Hydropower has historically provided a stable and affordable source of electricity for rural electric cooperatives across the Midwest and continues to play an important role in the regional energy mix today. Because the electric grid is interconnected, electricity serving cooperative members can come from many different generation sources working together at the same time. Electricity isn't labeled once it enters the grid. The power serving your home at any given moment may come from a combination of energy resources operating across the regional system. What are peak alerts? You may occasionally hear Nobles Cooperative Electric issue a peak alert or ask members to conserve electricity. Sometimes people and members assume that means the grid is running out of power. In many cases, though, that's not actually what's happening. Most often, peak alerts are about managing extremely high wholesale energy costs during periods of heavy demand across the regional grid or even across the nation. Electricity prices on the wholesale market can change daily and even hourly, depending on weather conditions, fuel costs, demand across the regional grid, available generation resources, and transmission system conditions. Because Nobles Cooperative Electric is a part of a larger regional grid through Great River Energy and MISO, demand in other states can influence electricity costs here in Southwest Minnesota. For example, during a stretch of an extremely hot weather, millions of air conditioners may be running at the same time. In some regions, that increased demand can lead to sharp increases in wholesale electricity prices for a few hours, while other areas may experience little impact. During those periods, even small reductions in electric use can help reduce strain on the grid and help control costs for all cooperative members. Some simple actions that can help are raising the thermostat a few degrees, delaying laundry or dishwasher use, turning off unnecessary lights, avoiding large electric loads during peak times. When members across the region participate together, those small actions can have a meaningful impact. That's why conservation requests are often less about not having enough electricity and more about helping manage costs responsibly for the cooperative and its members. Some cooperative members participate in load management programs that are connected to equipment such as water heaters, electric heating system, commercial generators, and air conditioners. During times when electricity use is high, the cooperative can briefly cycle or reduce power to these devices to help lower overall demand. These programs have been successfully used by electric cooperatives for many years. By reducing peak demand, they help keep wholesale power costs lower and support a reliable electric system for all members. Once electricity is generated, it needs to move long distances efficiently. That's where our transmission lines come in. They are the large, high-voltage lines you often see across the countryside or along highways. They carry electricity from power plants to substations throughout the region. Transmission systems operate at extremely high voltages, sometimes between 69,000 and 345,000 volts, because higher voltage allows electricity to travel further with less energy loss. This larger regional system is coordinated by MISO, the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator. MISO manages the transmission grid and wholesale energy market across 15 United States states and one Canadian province. In many ways, MISO acts like an air traffic controller for electricity, helping balance generation and demand across the regional grid while maintaining reliability. That interconnected system is one reason why weather events or energy demand in other parts of the Midwest can affect electricity costs locally. At Nobles Cooperative Electric, we continue working to modernize systems and improve efficiency while maintaining the reliable service members depend on every day. We hope today's episode helped explain a little bit more about how the electric grid works and why the larger regional system matters. From generators, power generators to transmission to the local line serving your home and farm, it all works together to deliver reliable electricity every day. And when you hear about peak alerts or conservation requests, you know they're often about helping manage energy demand and controlling costs across the larger regional grid. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a member of Nobles Cooperative Electric.